Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 12th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So now onto the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start the show by talking about what I call the worship of authority, which continues unabated. Whatever the government says is, in too many people's minds, the word of God. It's unthinking, blind acceptance of just about anything anybody tells you, especially if it concerns Donald Trump and collusion with the Russians. And I'll have a lot more to say about that later on as well. Then a short piece on how to invest in real estate as a little guy, and the admonition is don't. Real estate is going to collapse along with everything else, so I strongly recommend you stay away. But there are ways of putting a relatively small amount of money into a pure investment, not living facilities, but just an investment which you might be interested in. The next thing I'm going to talk about is Judge Napolitano. Now, this is a judge, an ex-judge, who is extremely bright and very perceptive, and someone who I follow, whose opinions I follow. He doesn't have much by way of new information, but his opinions are always worth following. And today he talks about FISA, and it's a very interesting approach that he has, and I advise you to listen to the recording, but I'm going to give you an overview of what he basically says. Then I'm going to talk about the bad news, the bad economic news all round, and how Trump has made a number of very painful U-turns on the economy as well as on everything else. It's causing the trade deficit to widen and other things. So I'll talk about that for about 5 minutes. Then I am going to talk about the key allegations of election meddling at the heart of Russiagate, which of course, as we all know, continue to lack any kind of supporting evidence. So there are a couple of things I would like to observe there. Then a quick stock market comment. And then a new report which finds that a lack of social services, including universal healthcare, public health crises, and declining social mobility, have all contributed to growing despair and failing health in the United States, which is resulting currently in a decrease in life expectancy for the second year in a row. Dispiriting and discouraging information, but stuff that you really all need to know. Then I'm going to talk for about 10 minutes about suicide. Now, suicide is an area of our existence which I take very seriously, because it is really an unvarnished barometer of how things are in the country. And I've recorded discussions about suicide on the show almost since I began the show 12 years ago, and I have some more to add to that today, which I think you'll find interesting. As I just said, the trade deficit is about to get much worse, and you know, it's not because Donald Trump was incoherent or he had an incomprehensible agenda that he was elected. He was elected for other reasons, albeit him being an ill-formed egomaniac of whims and bluster and baloney. So I'm going to talk about the discrepancy there to conclude the show, and I think altogether you should have a very interesting show. I move quite fast, so you have to be alert to keep up, but I hope that some of you who are of a mind to donate will take the plunge and give it a go and see how you like it. All right, well, here we are, Monday, February the 12th, so I feel it's in order for me to wish you all, as usual, a wonderful week, and I'll be back. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Friday.